machine.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Free Your Consciousness. I'm Doug Michael. My website, DougMichaelTruth.com. It is October 15th, 2021 at the time of this recording. Thank you for once again joining me and taking your time. I really do appreciate it. The title for today's presentation is Normalcy Bias and Cognitive Dissonance. I wanted to explore these psychological phenomena and get a little bit away from just constantly reporting on all the scamdemic and all the current events that are unfolding. So here we go. Get right to it. A psychological phenomenon exists called normalcy bias that is estimated to affect 70% of people. It seems to me that the number is higher than that, but even still, if roughly 3/4 of the population is affected by this psychological idiosyncrasy, then that is a staggering percentage indeed. Normalcy bias is defined thusly: a psychological state of denial people enter in the event of a disaster, as a result of which they underestimate the possibility of the disaster actually happening and its effects on their life and property. Their denial is based on the assumption that if the disaster has not occurred until now, it will never occur. Now, this phenomenon is usually attributed to the ignoring of pending natural disasters, but the concept can be applied in many areas. For instance, just take a look at the vast numbers of people that are currently in denial of the very grave situation that we are currently embroiled within in the face of this rapidly infringing medical tyranny. Look at the numbers of hopelessly indoctrinated that simply ignore the massive vaccine damages and deaths that are continuing to pile up. A deep level of denial and willful ignorance is entered into to protect one's normalcy bias. Now, willful ignorance is defined as the state and practice of ignoring any sensory input that appears to contradict one's own model of reality, one's inner model of reality. Normalcy bias is like a cognitive defense mechanism. When a person's beliefs or worldviews are upset, the mind goes into denial to avoid facing the harsh truth of the situation. People will ignore the warning signs in order to feel comfortable. You see, we build up our reality bubbles over a lifetime of indoctrination and mental conditioning, and we're programmed to subconsciously defend them, even going to great extremes to do so. These reality bubbles, what I refer to as cognitive fortresses, are maintained and fortified rigidly, even if they are completely false or detrimental. When faced with a potentially dangerous situation, the mind will go into complete denial to avoid having its cognitive fortresses upset. Never has this been more readily apparent than it is today. It is absolute disbelief of the situation, even if it is right out in the open and blatantly obvious. It is a very curious thing to observe. Events that occur that upset our false ideas of reality cause trauma, and normalcy bias kicks in to shield the mind from having to face the pain of an ugly truth. I suppose this is understandable, but it is extremely dangerous. A traumatized mind is a highly suggestible mind, and it is through the engineering of events that cause collective trauma that the controllers maintain their grip upon the consciousness of human beings. When people are faced with the reality of a situation that conflicts with their beliefs, emotions, ideas, opinions, etc., often a situation arises that is known in psychology as cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is loosely defined thusly: a distressing mental state that people feel when they find themselves doing things that don't fit with what they know or having opinions that do not fit with other opinions they hold. A key assumption is that people want their expectations to meet reality, creating a sense of equilibrium. Likewise, another assumption is that a person will avoid situations or information sources that give rise to feelings of uneasiness or dissonance. In other words, the mind will automatically resist something presented to it that is in conflict with what it already thinks it knows, as it seeks to reconcile two opposing views. Think of it as a psychological split. Conditioned and indoctrinated people will react to new information on knee-jerk response to avoid the uneasy feeling that arises when the comfortable belief systems are challenged. In this state of unawareness, it is child's play to direct a person's consciousness or belief about a particular event or situation as the traumatized mind seeks to reconcile the dissonance to feel safe and comfortable again. It's too traumatic to face the ugliness of the situation, so the mind rebels. Those pulling the reins of power are expert at manipulating this state of mind to control the perception in the wake of orchestrated events, be they bombings, economic crises, manipulated wars, fake pandemics, or a myriad of other stage-managed events that cause shock and trauma to the collective consciousness. The ultimate goal is to keep people in a state of fear so that they can be coerced into giving away their power, freedom, and sovereignty, and beg for protection from that which they've been manipulated to fear. I've also noticed that in the wake of such events or current happenings, that people will be readily willing to embrace whatever explanation the authorities present through their unquestioning media, if it alleviates the fear and puts the cognitive dissonance at ease, no matter how ridiculous, inconsistent, or absurd the official story happens to be. The courageous few that do dare to question authority or the official story are at once demonized, ridiculed, discredited, or otherwise attacked for asking questions or presenting alternative views that are not in line with the scripted consensus made for TV version of events. It doesn't matter how credible the information they present may be or how nonsensical the mainstream official story is. Once the manufactured fear has been temporarily alleviated, most will outright reject anything that upsets their false sense of security and safety. People will willingly give up their freedoms and sovereignty in order to feel safe from what they've been manipulated to be afraid of. This scam is played out over and again and has been throughout history in order to keep human beings within a state of disempowerment and psychic disarray by the dark forces that skulk in the shadows like parasitic vampires and ravenous wolves. The Hegelian dialectic technique of problem-reaction-solution has been so extremely effective at keeping humanity from standing in the light of their true magnificence and at separating us from the deeper understanding of who and what we are. This technique tricks people into giving away their freedoms in exchange for the illusion of safety. It's all a smoke and mirrors mind game guided by the black magicians that hide in the shadows. To refer to normalcy bias and willful ignorance as a form of dark sorcery that ensnares the mind's rational capabilities seems very appropriate to me. Again, this is based upon the way in which the conscious and subconscious mind has been conditioned and programmed, so it's no exaggeration to suggest that these phenomena exemplify a form of hypnosis or display being under a spell, as it were. Solutions to the manufactured crises are offered, and in order to feel secure, people will willingly give away that which makes them human, such as their freedom and autonomy, and even their own selfhood and right to think for themselves. They are inwardly so disordered and out of balance that they will desperately cling to any solution that is offered that promises to restore that sense of balance, even if it is completely illusionary. For example, taking an injection without informed consent for the promise of returning to a normal life, which was never normal in the first place. It's always been a cognitive overlay, a perceptual illusion, and in order to continue to participate in that illusion, you must obey and conform to the will of the psychopaths that are coordinating this ridiculous fiasco. People find solace in their illusions, so how dare you come along and upset that false sense of comfort with little inconveniences, you know, like the truth. If the truth is ugly and upsets the cognitive fortresses, normalcy bias kicks in to protect one's illusions. This is cognitive and spiritual immaturity, and it will be the downfall and destruction of the human species. This is how massive droves of people deal with the uneasy feelings that arise when cognitive dissonance occurs. They adopt into their belief systems any idea that will ease the discordant feelings and inner anxieties in order to put those feelings to rest. This is very dangerous. It leads to absolute psychic enslavement as one abandons their right to think critically and openly and instead adopts into their belief system any idea that coincides with what they've already been indoctrinated or conditioned to believe. Get it? People are trained to not trust their own inherent intelligence, lest they be labeled as nut jobs, simply because their perspective does not fall in line with the generally accepted consensus. Do you see how this game is being played? It's all a manipulation of human consciousness. A culture of absolute fear has been established, which has convinced people that giving up their rights and freedom is a great idea in order to feel safe. The good news is that the hidden rulers, the consortium as I call them, have become so brazenly open and sloppy that it has caused a rumbling in the mass consciousness as more and more people are starting to see through the illusion. On the other hand, the majority still seems to be under the psychological spell, and many of them will sleep to the very end as they allow and even applaud their own enslavement, ignoring the obvious and willfully embracing ignorance and hopeless denial in the imprisoning, false sense of security of their normalcy bias. Willful ignorance and confirmation bias are two other aspects to this manipulation of consciousness. When people are faced with information that challenges their long-standing beliefs, perceptions, ill-informed opinions, or ideas, cognitive dissonance occurs, and in order to rectify the uncomfortable feelings, the psychological red flag, if you like, the mind will immediately reject the cause of the discomfort, information, and willingly choose to remain ignorant of painful truths. Again, this appears to be a psychological defense mechanism, and it is exploited without mercy. Despite the consensus trance that holds vast amounts of people under its spell, I do believe that we are in a unique time in history where the spell is breaking. This is what the elite fears the most, that the game will be exposed and that people may actually come together and foil their plans. In fact, they are getting very desperate. They know their time is just about up. In the meanwhile, it's probably a good idea for those of us who have some insight into the machinations of this consortium and their games to keep exposing facets of it. In my view, it is very important to always remember and teach awakening people that first and foremost, this is a psychological coup d'etat, and the battlefield is the mind, the very consciousness of humankind. If you don't even know the nature of the war, or that one is even occurring, then you cannot go to battle with the tyrant that hides within your own mind. In the wake of orchestrated events such as the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Building in Oklahoma City on April 19, 1995, the attacks of September 11, 2001, the attacks in London on July 7, 2005, the siege of the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas in 1993, the Boston Marathon bombings of 2013, and a whole list of other events through history, for those paying attention, they will notice that it's always the same. Within the first 24 to 72 hours of the occurrence of events like these, the official history is written and the story changes within that time frame as the consensus story is concocted, scripted, and solidified in the public mind. Of course, the COVID scamdemic has been a massive fear campaign that has caused devastation to people's lives and the destruction of human freedom as the new world totalitarian order is ushered in. And the woefully hypnotized and misguided simply accept this. They willingly bow their heads and bend their knees in total compliance to this utter illusion. There are mountains of information that exist to expose the official lies of the aforementioned events, which many have never even heard of. I didn't want to get into too many details here, but the information is available and abundant. Most will never go there as it threatens their false sense of security and normalcy bias. It's far easier for these people to simply accept what they are told and to not question. So many seem to have suspended their ability to think critically that it seems as if they are on some kind of autopilot, non-questioning, non-thinking, and totally mesmerized by the consensus trance. One thing that many of these events have in common is that there were drills being executed at the exact locations and following the same scenario as the actual events. Think about that for a second. Authorities are present, for instance, armed, militarized police conducting drills for events that just so happen to coincidentally occur while the drill is being conducted. Now, doesn't that seem a bit suspicious? For instance, on the morning of 9/11/2001, simultaneous drills were being carried out called Operation Vigilant Guardian and Global Guardian. These joint exercises simulated hijackings of multiple aircraft being slammed into the exact targets that were hit. What a coincidence. These drills were designed to create confusion amongst the agencies that monitor U.S. airspace, such as NORAD and the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration. Oh, and let us not forget the Event 201 drill conducted by Johns Hopkins University, the Gates of Hell Foundation, and the World Economic Forum in October of 2019 that simulated a coronavirus outbreak, and 4 months later, the world was going into lockdown and surrendering their freedom to the will of these criminals. Most people seem to display the attention span of a golf ball when it comes to mass media. They don't seem to ever notice how the story changes, the inconsistencies, or the absolute nonsense of the official reports. Instead, they blindly adopt into their belief system whatever the latest broadcast or news snippet is telling them to believe. They don't notice how what they are told to think today is completely different from what they were told to believe yesterday. The story is solidified in the public mind, the history is written, and the public adopts the official version. It's a psychological mind game. Never has this been more obvious than with the ever-changing COVID narrative, the ever-evolving plandemic. When people give up their minds and their inalienable rights in order to feel safe, what they get in return is a police state dictatorship. I want the illusion of safety to comfort my cognitive dissonance and normalcy bias. Please protect me, Big Daddy State. Please protect me, Big Daddy Corporation. It's always been this way, and the historically ignorant, in their normalcy bias, will remain clueless as the hand of tyranny once again sets out to destroy human freedom and enslave their children's children. Always pay attention to what happens as a result of these stage-managed manufactured events, you know, like the fake pandemic and such. The real pandemic is occurring amongst the foolish who believe the lie and lined up to get their injections because the government and their drug-pushing doctors told them to do it. The consortium is dangerously close to realizing its long-standing agenda of implementing a totalitarian global superstate. COVID was the fake crisis initiated to bring about this next wave in this global corporate takeover. And here's the bitter truth that will push normalcy bias into overdrive. The so-called vaccines are killing people and causing massive damage to the immune systems of people dumb enough to have chosen to be injected with them. People seem to engage in magical thinking, convincing themselves that things will just work out all by themselves, with no individual effort required to shift the consciousness or expand one's perceptions, thereby changing the outer manifested reality. This is the only way it's going to work. We seriously need to wake up. Unplug from the distractions, get educated and informed, and come together in unity and peaceful noncompliance. If we fail to do this, the result will be a nightmare where true freedom is non-existent. Cognitive and emotional sovereignty, the willing, freeing, and expansion of one's own consciousness, is the only true salvation. What will you do without freedom? What kind of world will you bequeath to your children by allowing this to continue? The selfishness present within so many, the lack of care and compassion, can only inevitably lead to one place: ruin. Whether we choose to give our minds and souls to enslavement or unite and create something new that works is up to us, and I cannot stress enough that this begins on an individual level with a committed and conscious effort to break the psychological spell. The first step is to realize that a spell has in fact been woven around your mind, that you've been duped, which is something that the ego has a very hard time with comprehending. It's difficult for people to examine their beliefs and deprogram, but the alternative to dealing with this responsibility to expand oneself will not be pretty. It will be enslavement. As a species operating within a holistic level of consciousness, we can create a heaven on earth if that is what we choose to experience. The idea that we don't have a creative say and expression into creating our reality is one of the greatest lies. Belief in this lie will only manifest a prison, a control grid system. Look all around you. Is this the world you prefer to experience? The consortium advances its agenda because through willful ignorance, the people allow it to occur. The time is now to take your power back, and that begins with inner examination and an understanding of the psychological and emotional processes that make you tick. You must think for yourself and never concede your right to question authority and formulate your own opinions. Break the trance. Think for yourself. A word of caution, once you begin to awaken, there are those who will move against you to try and keep you within the collective trance. They are self-appointed police of the illusion, gatekeepers of the lie. People will ridicule you and oftentimes become belligerent because you dare to step outside of the cognitive prison cell. I view this as a test to determine if one is ready to stand within the light outside the consensus trance, which is ultimately your own inner light. Humanity, in effect, polices itself by attacking the daring ones who venture too far from the prison cell or who present a different perspective from the concocted mainstream version of reality. Have you noticed that simply having a different perspective to the consensus automatically becomes synonymous with insanity? Evidence doesn't matter to the thought police. If you think differently, you're the lunatic. End of story. Always remember that despite the outward manifestations that we can easily identify to confirm that we are living with an insane system, that first and foremost, it is a psychological mind game that is occurring. It's not easy to come to the realization that almost everything you've ever been told is a lie, but it is necessary to entertain that possibility to overcome normalcy bias if one is to come to a greater understanding of the situation that surrounds us and to contemplate solutions, and to come to a greater understanding of who and what they truly are and what the solution is to this mess. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for taking your time to listen with an open mind. I always appreciate it. Short one today. I just wanted to give a brief overview of those psychological phenomena. I do appreciate you taking your time. Again, thank you to the handful of people that listen and read the books and to the Patreons as well. I really do appreciate that. Thank you for the support. I'll be doing a show probably next week. And again, I really do thank you for your time and attention. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Doug Michael. Until next time, walk in peace.